The national conversation on guns has dominated politics this week, and one question that keeps coming up is, should we arm teachers? Here was President Trump speaking about the Parkland, Florida shooting.
The coach had a firearm in his locker when he ran at this guy. That coach was very brave, saved a lot of lives, I suspect. But if he had a firearm, he wouldn't have had a run. He would have shot, and that would have been the end of it.
NPR's Ipsos poll on gun attitudes asked how Americans feel about this proposal. NPR's Domenico Montanaro is here in the studio to tell us what the poll found. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, Ari.
The president keeps coming back to this issue of arming teachers. Do most Americans think it's a good idea?
Not really. We asked a cross-section of Americans, Democrats, Republicans, independents, men, women. Here's what we found. The majority of Americans are opposed to this idea of training teachers to carry guns. Almost 6 in 10 say it's a bad idea.
And so who are the people who think it's a good idea? NRA members?
Pretty much. And the NRA and President Trump and also the Republican base. Republican base voters are very much in favor of doing this. Two-thirds of them, actually, 68% of Republicans say they think it is a good idea. Republican men in particular, 71% of them favor this. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the least likely to support it, you might not be surprised to hear, Democratic women. 86% of them are against it. So there's a huge partisan divide on this issue. Once again, we see the president talking to his base.
What else stands out to you in these numbers?
Americans say arming teachers is the least likely way to prevent school shootings, behind stricter gun laws, metal detectors, hiring more school counselors, and having armed guards.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro on the Ipsos NPR poll about attitudes towards guns. Thanks so much.
You're always welcome.